Kitt Sports Presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Brandt, ball fake into the right-hand corner. Dumps it off even deeper to Shield. Bounce pass to the cutter. Stump runs it down. Kicks it back out to Brand. Long three on the way and in. Katie Brand rattles in the three. The first one of the ball game for Central Catholic.
Tonight it's a Tri-Cities battle in Kearney as the Kearney Catholic Stars welcome in state-rated Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Butler brings it into the front court for the Stars. Brings it into the paint. Dishes it off to Abe Clinch. Throws it through the paint over on the right wing. They'll get it out on the key to Fitzgerald. Keegan puts his head down, comes in, jump stop, floater good. Fitzgerald answers right back. We're tied at 61.
Central Catholic continues their road swing tonight with another big test against Kearney Catholic, a team they beat in the opening Saturday of the season. Tonight, the Stars look for payback. It's the Crusaders and the Stars coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Cope Gymnasium in Kearney with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic High School for Tuesday night basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Doug Duden, our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, with you on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for Kearney Catholic and Grand Island Central Catholic. Identical 10-4 records here in the girls' matchup. Both teams and both squads, boys and girls, have had very good seasons. But only the Central Catholic boys have won their last game. St. Cecilia sweeping Kearney Catholic on Saturday, where the girls just had a lot of trouble handling the basketball, and they will be without guard Anna Howell in the starting lineup tonight. She's been under the weather. We'll see how long she's out. She is suited and would seem ready to go, but she won't get the start. On the other side, Central Catholic will be without senior bench player Michaela Ostick, who is out tonight sick. But they are also 10-4 and dropped their last game last week against Aquinas 49-39, and that snapped the five-game winning streak. Other losses are to state-rated teams in Holdridge, Minden, and Lincoln Lutheran in the season opener. This is the second meeting of the year between these two teams. They met in the consolation game of the Hastings College Tournament, which is now the Grand Island Central Catholic Tournament, I guess you would say. That was the first weekend of the year, and Central Catholic won that by a score of 45-39. So that's what we've got in the first matchup of the year. So let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's matchup, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. And the starters are next.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Now, welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show, and your starting lineup is brought to you by Five Points Bank. First of all, for the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic, number 13 is a 5'7" senior, Sarah Golka. Number 23, a 6'1" junior, is Katie Brand. Number 33 is a 6-foot senior, Maggie Stump. Number 41 is a 5'8" senior, Liz McGowan. And number 51, 5'10" senior, Jamie Partington. Head coach of the Crusaders is Andy Anspaugh, assisted by Stacey Zimmerman, Amber Kulis, and Lauren Schumacher. They are 10-4 on the season, ranked 10th in the new rankings today in Class C1. For Kearney Catholic, number 11 is a 5'6" sophomore, Michaela Mestel. Number 25 is a 6'1" sophomore, Theron Baum. Number 33, 6'1" sophomore, Bailey Sokolowski. Number 35, a 5'10" junior, Ellie Conley. And number 44, a 5'9" senior, Sarah Leese. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt and Kathy Mose, along with Andrew Pajeda. They are also 10-4 on the season, but currently unranked. Those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. Five Points Bank, the better bank. And we're back with basketball after this on Classic Hits.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. We're ready for basketball, and the opening tip will be taken by Grand Island Central Catholic. They'll move from right to left, the Stars from left to right. Kearney Catholic looks like they're actually going to open up in a man-to-man defense here as Brand brings it to the right elbow. No shortage of height on either one of these teams. A lot of six-footers as they come to the baseline. Brand's floater from the left side is no good. High in the air, Partington goes over the top there of Lease to get the rebound and kicks it out top. Ball bubbled away for just a moment and picked back up. So reset the offense and driving the right side of the key, leaning and drawing contact. The shot no good, McGowan, as she forced it up and Conley gets the rebound. Up the floor comes Mestel with it here. Into the baseline, tried to get it to Sokolowski. She didn't grab it, and it's going to be a turnover for Kearney Catholic, who had 31 turnovers against Hastings St. Cecilia. Now, St. Cecilia's a great team. 31 turnovers, very uncharacteristic for the Stars, but they gave up turnovers, and they gave up a lot of offensive rebounds, and they ended up getting beat on Saturday 64-42 as the three-pointer is on the way for the Crusaders. No good, and Theron Baum will pull down the rebound off the miss from Sarah Golka. Up the floor, Mestel, Central Catholic, two, three girls on her, drives all the way to the corner and then just drops it off the foot of Crusader as she runs out of room there. So Kearney Catholic looking for their first offensive set here into Conley. Up top, Theron Baum's going to take a 19-footer and hit it. Theron, who has come back off injury and played very well, gives Kearney Catholic the lead, 2-0. She missed about a month of the season, getting hurt in the Ravenna game and didn't come back till after the first of the year as the ball is knocked away and the steal made. Mestel tries to go coast to coast and Brand waits for, blocks the shot off the glass. It goes out of bounds off of Grand Island Central Catholic, who will make the first substitution of the game in freshman Aaron Sorhan, and Liz McGowan will check out. Sorhan will come in and play defense as Kearney Catholic tries to force it into the block. Lease is double-teamed out to Conley for the three. It's up and in. Ellie Conley knocks down the three-point bucket, and Kearney Catholic has jumped out to a 5-0 lead here at home. Central Catholic quickly, again, in traffic. Brand tries to get through the double-team, throws it up no good, and the rebound brought down by Sarah Lease. Up the floor with it, Mestel. Back to Lease. Skip pass right side, Conley. They kind of leave her alone. Brand gets over on her. Back to Lease. Three-pointer is going to be way short. In fact, it's an air ball and out of bounds. Sarah not afraid to shoot it from the outside, and she can hit shots from the outside. That was uncharacteristic, and we've got a good crowd on hand already for what should be two good basketball games here tonight on Classic Hits and the web, as always, at kkpr.com. Katie Brand will bring the ball up the floor, stop on the right elbow, swing it into the corner, looking for Sorhan, now dumps it down low, trying to get it to Golka, the pass low, taken away, Conley with the good defense, Crusaders with their second turnover, 5-0, Kearney Catholic, 2.5 minutes into the ball game. So Kalowski dribbles around the defender, Brand, they're going to call it a block shot, she comes over to help, and it's going to be the second block for Katie Brand, outlet pass, Central Catholic throws it away, it's saved, but into the hands of Sarah Lease. Third turnover for the Crusaders. Todd Brocious, Jeff Wolf, Chris Morachek, a three-man local crew doing the ball game tonight. Both these teams have seen them many times before. Mestel gets it into Theron Baum. I think he was surprised that the ball got through all that traffic, and then she didn't handle it, and it's stolen away. It is a track meet right now to the other end. Conley blocks the shot of Sorhan out of bounds. And there is not a whole lot of half-court offense so far in this basketball game. As Kearney Catholic going to sub in Megan Anderson, And we'll have a substitution on the other end. Partington back in here. It's catch and shoot on the out-of-bounds. Brand tried to get a little feisty in there, and the rebound brought down by Theron Baum. Brand was caught up in there for the longest time, and then they finally had to call her for the foul because she couldn't get her hand off the basketball. So when Baum took off, Brand was still hanging on, and that'll be the first foul of the game. 4:45 to go, first quarter. Long pass gets down to Anderson, another block shot. Aaron Sorhan comes down, and Sorhan does a great job to get a fingertip on that and knock it out of bounds. Already three blocks here for the Crusaders. Inbounds pass out to Theron Baum. 17-footer off the mark. Mestel waits for the loose ball. Got the rebound. Missed it. Got it again. Missed it again. Now Baum has it. Boy, they're just letting them kill each other down low. It goes out of bounds to Grand Island Central Catholic. So the Stars had numerous opportunities and could not cash in right underneath the hoop. Full court pressure going to be put on by Kearney Catholic. Central Catholic will get it in. Maggie Stump pushes it up on the right side. Takes it farther up across the timeline. Bounce pass around Sokolowski goes out of bounds. And the Crusaders having trouble hanging on to the ball right now. Haven't scored. They have four turnovers. And Kelsey Scheel will check into the contest here for Coach Andy Anspaugh. And on the other end, Howell will now see her first action for Kearney Catholic. Missed practice yesterday because of the illness. But here today and into the ball game. She'll come in for Mestel and has her pocket picked by Katie Brand. Brand goes to the other end and lays it up and scores. So a steal results in a layup, and it is 5-2 as Brand tries to pressure Howell again. Throws over the top to Conley. Conley unguarded to the free throw line. Swings it over to Anderson. Back out Conley to Howell. And for Central Catholic, looks like a little bit of a 3-2 zone here. Junk defense. They throw through it to Anderson underneath, and she is fouled as Central Catholic lost her, got back there too late, and grabbed her on the arm. The foul will be on Aaron Sorhan. That's her first and the team's second. And at the line for the first free throws of the ball game will be Megan Anderson of the Stars, who has been getting better and more offensive production as the season progresses, but misses the first free throw here. And McKenna Keim comes in for Central Catholic. Sarah Leese comes in for Kearney Catholic. Second free throw now. Coming up for Megan Anderson. First game of our doubleheader. Boys will follow at approximately 8 o'clock. And Anderson with the second free throw. Missed them both. Rebound comes down to Partington. She has the only two rebounds for Central Catholic. Gives it off to Liz McGowan. McGowan pushes it up through traffic. Kicks it into the right-hand corner. Three-pointer on the way and a foul on the three. That does not go in. Is going to send Aaron Sorhan to the line to shoot three free throws. The foul will be called on Ellie Conley. No, excuse me, it's going to be on Megan Anderson. Both teams wearing the odd numbers here tonight for the most part. And the free throw, first of three on the way, and it's going to bounce short and kick in. Aaron Sorhan makes it 5-3. Kearney Catholic got the first five and a chance for Central Catholic to get the next five if Aaron can make all three free throws. And the second one also bounces around and in. 5-4, 3:40 to go here in the first quarter. And the last of the three free throws is up and in. So we are tied at 5 here in the first quarter, just over halfway through, and Kearney Catholic now trying to find a way to get some more points on the board as Anna Howell brings it up, having trouble just one-on-one handling the ball over to Conley. Holds the ball, now dribbles into the left side of the key and kicks it back out. Sokolowski throws over the top of the zone to Leese. Up top, Howell. Back over Conley. Ellie for three. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound run down to the far corner by the Crusaders and Liz McGowan. McGowan, unguarded, will bring it across the timeline. Sokolowski shades her to the left hand. Pulls up, fires a 15-footer. It's no good. Sokolowski boxes out, comes right back to the shooter. And Bailey, by boxing out the shooter, gets the rebound. 5-5, 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Conley, left wing, skip pass Leese, right elbow, back up top Howell. Everything's outside, another three-pointer, Leese too strong. Rebound brought down by Central Catholic, Kelsey Scheel. And right now, a lot of those threes are not coming out with long rebounds. And coast-to-coast layup no good at the other end for the Crusaders. The rebound, though, is tipped out to Aaron Sorhan. And back up top it goes to McGowan. The dark blue with the light blue numbers on top here. And another three, Sorhan, it's up and in. And Central Catholic has taken the lead by a score of 8-0, 8-5, with eight straight points and a timeout by Kearney Catholic. Stars got off to a good start, but now they trail 8-5. With 2:28 to go first quarter, we'll be right back.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
And welcome back to High School Hoops here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Doug Duda with you here from Cope Gymnasium. First 5 points went to Kearney Catholic, the next 8 to Grand Island Central Catholic, and 8-5 is your score. Lease with it on the right wing. Skip pass over to Howell. Mestel's back in, takes the ball at the top of the circle here. Stars trying to get it into Theron Baum, but she's double-teamed. And the rest of the posts are just kind of staying outside. Skip pass over to Howell. She's going to be tied up. Jump ball. Arrow is Kearney Catholic. Sarah Golka reaches in and ties her up. So the Stars will take it out on the baseline, and Mestel will throw it in. Kicks it out to Howell, right back to Michaela in the corner for three. It's too short, and the rebound comes down to Sarah Lease, whose putback hits the bottom of the rim on the way up. Then Theron Baum gets the loose ball and throws it away. Katie Brand steps on a foot and travels. So that was kind of a nightmare on Elm Street right there, the last 30 seconds for both teams. And Kearney Catholic's going to get the ball back. In the front court, trailing 8-5. On a long drive spell, Mestel drives into the double team. Now gets it down to Baum, who square shoots and missed the three-footer. Out of bounds it goes off of Kearney Catholic. Same problems that have plagued the Stars teams for years, not just these girls, missing the inside jumper, the four-footer, the three-footer, the bunny, where you don't have to really take a jump shot. As they get Brand underneath for Central Catholic, her little jumper is up and in. And Katie now with her second bucket, and it is 10-5 in favor of the Crusaders, turning a five-point deficit into a five-point lead. Mestel dribbles right into the double team and will get a foul called. Liz McGowan called for the grab. Her first foul, and back into the ball game. McKenna Kime for Central Catholic, and Danny Bushcutter will now enter for Kearney Catholic. Now trailing 10-5 and going nearly 4 minutes without a point. Bushcutter on the right wing gets it back out to Mestel. Central Catholic really forcing the Stars outside. They're going to have to hit some threes or get Baum away from the double team. She gets it down low, makes a nice spin move towards the front of the hoop, but at least draws the foul. And for Central Catholic, it'll be their second foul of the game. And at the line will be Theron Baum. And it's going to be called on Maggie Stump, her first. Free throw is up and in, and Partington re-enters the ball game. 10-6 Central Catholic, and the second free throw now on the way, and that one's too strong for Baum, and the rebound brought down by Aaron Sorahan. And Sorahan hustles it up the floor, gets by her defender all the way to the other end, and Theron Baum's waiting right there to block the shot and take it away. Bushcutter picks it up over to Mestel. Michaela looking to get up into the front court, but there's all kinds of folks in the way. Gives it to Sokolowski, and she's going to be called for the walk. Bailey got going before she put the ball on the floor, and the turnovers are now even at 5 apiece. Central Catholic ball with 47 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 10-6 Central Catholic. Stars put on some full court pressure. Sokolowski will check out of the ball game, and Anderson re-enters for Kearney Catholic. Sorahan just blows by everybody. She can't have anybody stay on her one-on-one. She just goes right by him and then kicks it off. Back up top to McKenna Kime. Right side they go to Sorahan. Back up top to Golka. Sarah swings it left side to Kime. Down to 30 seconds to go. Up top again to Maggie Stump. Trying to get the post open. Brand is on the bench right now catching a breath. Kime, open three, didn't want it to the free throw line. Down to 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Continuing to run that five game of the weave. Sorahan back up top. Now gives it off to Maggie Stump. Checks the clock. 8 seconds to go. Shot in the paint and a foul going to be called as three Stars collapse on McKenna Kime. So Kime will go to the line and shoot two with 7 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And the foul on Theron Baum, her first. And the first free throw is bouncing around and in. So Keim hits the free throw, 11-6 in favor of GICC. Second free throw on the way, and it's no good. 7 seconds. Therenbaum has her fifth rebound. Gets it to Mestel. Crossover at midcourt. 2 seconds. 1 second. Tries to get a three away, but it's going to be short. Well defended by Central Catholic. Kearney Catholic got out to a 5-0 lead, but Central Catholic goes on an 11-1 run to end the quarter. And after one, Central Catholic 11, Kearney Catholic 6 on Classic Hits.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today. Roses for You invites you to shop early for Valentine's Day. Stop in now and avoid the rush. Then register to win a pair of diamond earrings from Diamonds First and Roses for You. Roses for You, South Locus, and online at rosesforyou.com.
Hard work, determination, and dependability. That's what it takes to become a champion in sports, and that's the same with business. Proud to support all our area athletes. Congratulations from Tom Dinsdale, Chevrolet, Cadillac, BMW, GMC, and Hyundai of Grand Island.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
And Doug Duda back with you here at Cope Gymnasium as Grand Island Central Catholic will get the ball to start the second quarter, leading it by a score of 11-6 here on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll give you some numbers in just a moment as the ball comes over to the right side. Picked up there by Liz McGowan into the corner for a three that is up and in by Maggie Stump. And Stump makes it 14-6. GICC, they're now 2 of 3 from three-point land. Kearney Catholic hit their first one, but they're 1 of 5. Turnovers even at 5 apiece in the first quarter. Lease over to Mestel, weak side, tries baseline. Pull-up jumper from 9 over everything and punched out of bounds by Central Catholic. Aaron Sorhan leads the Crusaders with 5. Katie Brand has 4 points. Rebounds, Kearney Catholic 11-6 as the inbounds pass comes to Bailey Sokolowski, who knocks down the line drive shot, and it's 14-8. CICC leading it by 6. Kearney Catholic playing man-to-man and sagging on Partington. Lease gives her a little room. They try and go with a pick and roll inside, and it's going to be tipped away from Liz McGowan off the Stars. And they'll take it out underneath. If you look at that lineup for Central Catholic, plenty of height, 6'1", 6', 5'10". They bring a bunch of 5'9 girls off the bench. Kearney Catholic, 6'1", 6'1", 5'10", 5'9". But maybe not quite the ball handlers that Central Catholic has. As Brand makes a nice pass through the paint, a little up and under move is no good by Kelsey Shield. The rebound, Partington, she'll put it up, no good. And then out of bounds off Kearney Catholic. So a third opportunity here for the Crusaders. And Coach Andy Anspaugh wants to sub in. Sorhan comes in. And Shield will check out. Brand throws it in. Left corner. Ball right off the leg of Sorhan, who is going to get it back to Katie Brand and dropped it out of bounds. So turnover Crusaders. And Kearney Catholic will bring it up. Grand Island Central Catholic not putting on full court pressure. But boy, once you get to the three-point line, they have been very tough to get by. Lease dribbles between that 3-2 zone, trying to find Therenbaum. Back up top they go to Mestel. Back in the corner to Lease. And double-teamed, and really Jamie Partington and Therenbaum just basically in the same uniform, as close as they are. Skip past Lease all the way to the right-hand corner. Mestel, Central Catholic, closely guarding her. Over to Lease. Good speed. Sokolowski decides to take a runner up and in. Bailey just decided to put the ball on the floor, take it in, and score. Back-to-back buckets for Sokolowski. Baseball pass to the other end. Sorhan to the baseline. Runs into Lease. Puts the jumper up. No good. Lease gets the rebound. Good job there by the Kearney Catholic senior. Mestel up the floor. Finds Sokolowski. Beat him back. Layup missed it. Rebound bomb. Back up and in. And Kearney Catholic with a nice little run here to cut this to a two-point game. Theron Baum with 6 boards. Now let's see if Central Catholic can get it going. Brand brings it up the floor, and Mestel reached in and fouled her. First foul on Michaela. Third foul on Kearney Catholic. 4 on Central Catholic. And Katie Brand will throw it in. Gets it to Liz McGowan. McGowan just holds it, goes back to Katie Brand. Fires it on a little give and go, back down low. The shot up and in for Liz McGowan, and a foul to go along with it. A chance for the three-point play. The foul is going to be on Sarah Leese, her first. Howell back into the ball game for Kearney Catholic. 16-12, Grand Island Central Catholic. Chance to take it back up to a five-point margin. And McGowan puts it up and in. Free throws helping out Central Catholic. They are 5 of 6. Kearney Catholic 1 of 4 so far in the game. 17-12. Stars trail and have the basketball. Howell with it. Well out on the right side of the key as the zone extends to Sokolowski in the corner. Bailey skip pass to Mestel, who's left alone. Long three by Michaela, and she actually put it up too strong, and out of bounds it goes as nobody could run down the rebound. Kearney Catholic's into a point right now where they have had so few open looks that right there when they got one, they forced the shot, and the inbounds pass stolen away. Sokolowski got it back to Mestel, comes into the paint. She'll be fouled on the shot and get two free throws. Nice job in there by Bailey Sokolowski. And the foul's on Aaron Sorahan. That'll be her second of the ball game. First player with multiple fouls. And we await the free throws. The first one, Mestel up and in, and that'll be the first point of the ball game for Michaela. From time to time this year, she's been slow to start offensively and then ends up with a good game, double digits. Second free throw up and in. So Mestel hits them both, 17-14, Grand Island Central Catholic. Want to remind you, they are having a soup supper here tonight, too, so if you're late or just want some food at halftime, don't forget to go down to the auxiliary gym. And they've got that for you for $5, and they're probably listening down there, so we'll give them a plug. Shot up and in. Liz McGowan gets a second bucket of the ball game as she comes into the paint. 19-14. Leese back out to Howell. Swings it on the left wing over to Sokolowski. Reverse it right side. Leese, Sarah, 15. Over everything. A lot of air balls by Kearney Catholic tonight. Katie Brand with the rebound, and Sokolowski pushed her, trying to get the ball back. So Katie Brand with her first rebound. And Sokolowski with her first foul. 19-14, your score. College basketball, Nebraska and Colorado are knotted up at 23 with 6 minutes to go in the first half. Full court press, baseball pass underthrown, and Howell gets a hand on it. And those Crusaders turn it over for the eighth time. Howell up the floor to Mestel on the right wing. Into the corner, Sokolowski tries to go around Golka, can't do it. Ball deflected to the Stars with their first turnover of the quarter. To the other end. Oh, and a charging foul just shoving Anna Howell to the ground. And a foul is going to be the foul is going to be on Howell. Maggie Stump just extended her arm and drove Howell to the ground. And they call the foul on Anna Howell, who thumped her head on the ground and will come out. I don't know what you say about that one. The veteran crew missed one there. Three-pointer on the way on the inbounds. No good for Central Catholic. And on the rebound, Maggie Stump, an offensive board. And she's fouled. And all of a sudden, Kearney Catholic's given up some offensive rebounds again, just like they did on Saturday. 19-14, the foul is called on Megan Anderson, her second. Seventh team foul. And at the line, Maggie Stump to shoot two. The first one is up and in. 20-14. Substitution as Golka returns to the lineup. Partington's out there, Stumps at the line. Brand is out there, and it looks like Aaron Sorahan is the fifth for the Crusaders. Second free throw, no good. And Megan Anderson will grab her first rebound. Anderson, Conley, Mestel, Baum, and Sokolowski are the five on the floor for Kearney Catholic. 20-14, Crusaders lead it by six as Mestel just kind of dribbling in place, passes it around to Conley into the corner to Baum, who puts up a 19-footer. It's no good. Long rebound comes out to the Crusaders, and Sorahan has it. Aaron's third. Up the floor to Golka. The Stars are back defensively to stop the break. Katie Brand up top. Sokolowski comes up to the top of the circle to get on her. Brand with a left-hand dribble comes to the baseline to Partington. Short jumper up and in for Jamie, and the lead is back out to eight now for the Crusaders. They were up eight in the first quarter. Got it cut to two, now back to eight. 22-14 GICC in a battle of 10 and 4 teams here tonight on Classic Hits. And the pass down to Anderson is deflected away and another steal. Kearney Catholic has to get back defensively as the long pass comes to Stump. And the Stars now are starting to get a little winded. They were getting back on defense, but here Conley just ran right in to Maggie Stump, and she's going to go to the line to shoot a one-and-one. First foul on Conley. She'll check out. Bushcutter will come in with 3:10 to go here in the half. Coming up at the half, we'll bring you the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, preview the boys' game between state-rated teams, give you the first half stats of our game. Maggie Stump, free throw, first one, no good. The rebound brought down by Anderson. And Kearney Catholic will get it to Mestel. But the Stars have been stuck on 14 now for a while, try to lob it in the corner to Bushcutter, and it's going to be deflected out of bounds. Good hustle again by the freshman, Sorahan. And the Stars will take it out on the far sideline. Throw it out front to Mestel, guarded by Brand. They put the height out front on the guards. That's why they want to try and get it to Theron Baum. Brand putting her all the way out top. And a five-second call on Kearney Catholic as Brand with the good defense. 22-14. That'll be the eighth turnover on Kearney Catholic. Teams are even again in the turnover department. Central Catholic ball over to the right wing. Pull-up jumper. Maggie Stump knocks it down. And GICC now leads it 24-14, up by 10. And a timeout going to be called by Kearney Catholic with 2:32 to go in the first half of play. Grand Island Central Catholic 24, Kearney Catholic 14. We'll be back in a minute on Classic Hits.
Good luck at State to a great group of Central Nebraska wrestlers from everyone at Eek's Office Plus in Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney. Eek's Office Plus, supplying business success.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
How would you like to increase your profits and be able to put more money back into your business? Get the details from Douglas Bookkeeping Service, the professional family business for over 40 years, downtown Grand Island, and online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
Congratulations to all of the area high school sports teams from the Bank of Doniphan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Doniphan in Doniphan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
As we come back to action, Bailey Sokolowski is going to fire a three from the left-hand corner, and she hits nothing but net. 7 points all in this quarter for Sokolowski, but it's still 24-17, Grand Island Central Catholic. 2:10 to go here in the first half. Golka back in, throws it up top. Two Crusaders go for the basketball. Katie Brand grabs it, and getting out of the way will be Liz McGowan. Lob it down low, Partington, defended by Megan Anderson, and Anderson will pull down the rebound. Up the floor they come with Michaela Mestel. Mestel, good crossover dribble, got by Brand, but then her lob pass is deflected and stolen away by Golka, who's trying to maintain possession, and finally gets it over to Liz McGowan. McGowan brings it up with the left hand to the elbow, brings it back out to the top of the circle, looks for that back cutter, Brand, and then her teammate, Stump, thought it was for her and put her hand up and deflected the ball away, so the Stars now have it. Sokolowski between the circles. Off a couple of picks, comes down the lane, found some contact, threw it up too strong. Rebound comes down to Maggie Stump, and a timeout now by the Crusaders. It's going to be their first of the ball game, a 30-second timeout. 1:16 to go in the first half. It's Central Catholic 24, Kearney Catholic 17 on Classic Hits.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? see the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium here with a minute 16 to go in the first half on Classic Hits, 24-17 Central Catholic. Doug Duda with you. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops on this busy week. Sports every night on Classic Hits. Right now, Partington up top to Brand. 1 minute to go in the half. Brand fires it down low. Good defense by Theron Baum, and now a foul going to be called on the shot attempt of McKenna Keim. And Keim will go to the line and shoot two. And for Theron, that'll be her second personal foul. Kearney Catholic bench has been upset with a couple of calls. It all goes back to the Anna Howell call, as the free throw is no good by Keim. She'll get a second one. She's now one of three from the line. Howell got ran over on a fast break, thumped her head on the ground, hasn't been back in. She's okay. But they didn't call it on, they called a blocking foul, actually, on Howell. And now Baum will come out with those two fouls, doesn't want to pick up a cheap third in the final minute of the half. McKenna Keim now to shoot her second free throw. And it's on the way and in. So Keim hits the second one, and it's 25-17, and Golka will come back in. And the ball belongs to Kearney Catholic. Danny Bushcutter will throw it in. Your home for high school hoops, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings. Stars basketball, throw it over on the left wing. Back up top they'll go. Holding the ball, Sarah Lee skips it over to Bushcutter in the left-hand corner. Covered, takes a dribble, back to Lee. She's at the right elbow, tries to come inside, attacks the hoop, and draws the foul. But we're not at the one-and-one yet, so will they call it on the shot? Yes, they will. The foul is going to be called on Katie Brand, who gets her second here right before the half. So I'm sure Coach Anspaugh is going to take her out of the ball game. Sarah Lee to shoot two free throws. Her first one is up and in, and that's her first point of the ball game. 25-18. And the second free throw coming up here for Lees with 37 seconds remaining. It's on the way, and it's good. So Lees hits them both, and it's 25-19. Central Catholic has the ball with 30 seconds to go and a half. Up the floor with it is going to be Liz McGowan. Takes the runner. It's up too strong, no good, and Lees got the rebound. Off to Mestel. 25 seconds to go. Stars should get the last shot of the half here. Over to Sokolowski. Back to Mestel, open three. She's going to take it and hit it. Three-pointer for Mestel, and still plenty of time now for the Crusaders. 12 seconds, 10 seconds, 9 at midcourt. With it is McGowan. McGowan guarded by Mestel. High post, bounce passes at the foot of her teammate. Ball stolen away by Kearney Catholic. Mestel will just fire it to the other end, and that brings us to halftime. So the Stars, who were down 24-14, end the half on an 8-1 run. And your score at halftime, 10th-ranked Grand Island Central Catholic leading Kearney Catholic in this battle of 10-4 teams, 25-22. We'll come back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this on Classic Hits, 98.9 on the World Wide Web at kkpr.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
Hey, this is Scott, and a recent survey shows that you want to shop at Builders because of our expert staff and because we've been locally owned since 1977. And you want to make sure that you're getting the best price in town. We shop the competition every day to make sure that we're priced correctly. And our guaranteed price match program is simple. If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at proteamdesign.com.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. It's time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. And at the half, your score is 25-22 in favor of GICC. They were up by as many as 10. Kearney Catholic started with a 5-0 lead in this basketball game. Then the Crusaders scored 8 in a row and amassed a 24-14 lead late in the second quarter, only to see the Stars end the half on an 8-1 run. And we'll see what the second half presents for us as Central Catholic plays very good defense so far here tonight. They're shoving Kearney Catholic out, making them shoot threes, which they like to shoot, but they're guarding it right at that three-point line, using their height to deny the ball inside to Therenbaum, who still has a couple of buckets in this basketball game. So some changes I'm sure will be made on both sides at the half, and we'll see what happens and transpires. The boys' game is coming up next, and that ought to be a good one here at Cope Gymnasium. Grand Island Central Catholic got a test early on this season from Kearney Catholic before winning it on the scoreboard fairly easily, 61-41. But in that game, the Crusaders were 30 of 33 from the free throw line, getting a ton of them in the fourth quarter. That game was close going into about the midway spot of the fourth quarter, and then CC just hit all their free throws down the stretch to win it. And GICC unbeaten on the year at a perfect 13-0. For Kearney Catholic, they're 8-4 on the season and dropped a tough one Saturday at St. Cecilia, a team that they have not beaten lately. And they had a 14-point lead in the second half of that game before falling in overtime, 67-61. In fact, they were never behind until the overtime period. The loss before that was in the holiday tournament in triple overtime to 12-1 North Platte St. Pat's. Kearney Catholic has lost to St. Cecilia, Central Catholic, St. Pat's, and, of course, Ravenna. So some state champions and some undefeated teams, and they are looking for a good showing here tonight in this very tough stretch of their schedule. So the boys' game will be coming up next just around 8 o'clock here tonight on Classic Hits and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. We will take a break and be back with more after this on Classic Hits.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Hard work, determination, and dependability. That's what it takes to become a champion in sports, and that's the same with business. Proud to support all our area athletes. Congratulations from Tom Dinsdale, Chevrolet, Cadillac, BMW, GMC, and Hyundai of Grand Island.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. The Huskers are in action tonight as well. And at the half, Nebraska 31, Colorado 30 at the half at the Devaney Center in Lincoln. Here it's 25-22, Grand Island Central Catholic leading our girls game. And let's look at the first half stats. First off, for the Stars of Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel hit a three right before halftime, and that gives her 5 points along with two rebounds. Therenbaum, 5 points, a game-high 6 rebounds and a block. Bailey Sokolowski has a 7-point second quarter, and she leads all scores. She has 1 rebound. Ellie Conley, 3 points, a rebound, and a block. And Sarah Lease, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Megan Anderson hasn't scored, but she does have 3 rebounds here in the ball game. 11 rebounds in the first quarter, 6 in the second. Free throw shooting, 1 of 4 in the first, 4 of 4 in the second. 3-point shooting, 1 of 5 in the first, 2 of 3 in the second quarter. Turnovers for the Stars, 5 in the first and 4 in the second. Foul situation for Kearney Catholic, Therenbaum and Megan Anderson each have 2. The Stars had 6 points in the first quarter, 16 in the second, and at the half, 22 points, 17 rebounds, 5 out of 8 at the free throw line, 3 of 8 from three-point land, 2 block shots and 9 turnovers. We'll look at the numbers for Grand Island Central Catholic after this timeout on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Roses for You invites you to shop early for Valentine's Day. Stop in now and avoid the rush. Then register to win a pair of diamond earrings from Diamonds First and Roses for You. Roses for You, South Locust, and online at rosesforyou.com.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Now let's take a look at the first half stats for the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. Anne McKenna Kime has 2 points. Katie Brand, 4 points. 1 rebound, 2 blocks. Kelsey Scheel has 1 rebound. Maggie Stump has 6 points to lead the way, 2 rebounds. Aaron Sorahan, 5 points, 3 rebounds and a block. Liz McGowan, 5 points and a rebound. And Jamie Partington has 2 points and 3 rebounds. 6 rebounds in the first quarter, 5 in the second. Free throw shooting, 4 of 5 in the first, 3 of 6 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 2 in each quarter. Turnovers, 5 in each quarter. Foul situation, Katie Brand and Aaron Sorahan each have 2. 11 points in the first quarter, 14 in the second. At the half, the Crusaders have 25 points, 11 rebounds. 7 of 11 at the free throw line, 2 of 4 from 3-point land, 3 blocks and 10 turnovers. Battle of 10 and 4 teams. It's Grand Island Central Catholic 25 and Kearney Catholic 22. And we'll be back with second half action in a minute. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic in Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. I'm Doug Duda with you here as we get ready for the second half of play. It's 25-22 Central Catholic in the girls' game. Don't forget more basketball on Thursday. Shelton is at Wood River. Tomorrow night, we've got hockey for you, Wednesday and Friday, Tri-City Storm Hockey. Saturday, the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament from Centura. The finals around 3 o'clock. Plus Friday night on ESPN, Elm Creek Pleasanton basketball. So we keep you busy. Saturday, we'll have the Kearney Catholic Gothenburg games on ESPN 1460. And we'll have that for you. At the third quarter, ready to begin in Kearney Catholic. Will get the basketball, trailing 25-22, but ending the half on an 8-1 run. Conley up top, Mestel tries to force it into Theron Baum, knocked away by Partington. Theron goes out and grabs it. Now she'll put the ball on the floor, spin to the baseline right side, put it up too strong. Rebound comes down to Sarah Golka, her first of the ball game. Original five starters out there for both teams. Outlet pass comes to Stump, all the way to the baseline. Lease cuts off the shot, so she'll kick it out on the wing to McGowan, and McGowan hits the 8-footer. Liz McGowan with her 7 point, 27-22. Central Catholic gets the first bucket of the second half. Kearney Catholic will bring it across the timeline to Messel, trying a little give and go. The ball deflected away out of bounds. Conley was trying to screen and hand the ball off at the same time in front of the Kearney Catholic student section, but McGowan got a hand on it. Inbounds pass comes to Lease between the circles. Again, Anna Howell was sick, but she has played tonight. Then she got ran over and hit her head on the floor in the first half and hasn't been back, but we expect to see that. The Stars throw it away. So Kearney Catholic gives it up, and an outlet pass to Golka into the corner. Stump thought about the three, didn't take it. Out to McGowan. She'll take the three, and it's right through there. Liz McGowan with 5 quick points to get the Crusaders off to a quick start of the second half and up by 8, 30-22. Up the floor it comes into the left-hand corner to Theron Baum. Back up top they go to Sarah Lee. She's going to force her way down the lane, and it's going to be blocked out of bounds. Katie Brand getting a hand on that one, it looked like, which would be her third block of the basketball game. And Kearney Catholic will take it out underneath their own hoop. With it is going to be Mestel. Better throw it in. Finally, just throws it off the back of a defender. Comes in, grabs it, shoots it, and scores. You don't usually see that at the high school level. But Mestel couldn't find anybody open. Nobody was guarding her. She threw it off the back of the defender, stepped in bounds, grabbed it, and made the shot. And then at the other end, commits the foul on McGowan. So a nifty move, but at the other end, they're going to say that Mestel got her on the arm. And for Michaela, that'll be her second personal foul. It's the first foul of the half. And Mestel wants out of the basketball game. I don't know if she is winded or got hit in the gut or what the deal is. Well, now she says, no, I'm okay. So she's just trying to catch her breath. First free throw is no good by McGowan. The second one for Liz is short, and the rebound brought down by Baum, her seventh of the ball game. Outlet pass to Mestel in the front court, but boy, the Stars very slow in getting down the floor, and that's because they've got four posts out there with one guard. Central Catholic was waiting for Mestel. Try to lob it inside. Good defense by McGowan. Knocks the ball away, and the Stars turn it over. Up the floor she comes. Liz to the top of the circle. Swings it right side to Stump for the three, and it's good. Central Catholic, when they shoot the three, have been hitting the three. They're 4 of 6 in the game from beyond the arc, and the lead is out to 9. 33-24 with 5:50 to go here in the third quarter of play. Quick start to the second half here for Central Catholic. Mestel looking for a little pick, throws it into the corner. Sokolowski, she'll try a three, and Bailey answers with her second three of the ball game. 10 points for Sokolowski. 33-27 Central Catholic. Brand's going to bring the ball off the floor, tries to get by Sokolowski, does, and a bounce pass into the corner to Partington, and a foul going to be called when she didn't grab it cleanly. And it's going to go on Theron Baum, and that is her third personal foul. Erin Sorahan will enter the ball game, and so will Anna Howell for their respective teams. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. And with Baum checking out, let's see if that changes the Crusader offense. No, they throw it in on a quick three out there by Sorahan over everything, and then off the leg of a Star and out of bounds. So it will stay with the Crusaders. He'll take it out on the left side of the rim now. Brand to throw it in, unguarded. Tries to fire it into Stump. She's well guarded. The ball deflected away, and the steal is made. Howell has the basketball. Anna up the floor, but doesn't have numbers. Kicks it to Conley. Swings it over to Sokolowski. Fake the three. She's double-teamed. Back to Lease. Lease trying to force something, and they're going to call her for the walk. Sarah Lease took a step with the right foot, then came back and took a step with the left foot. And that'll be the 12th. Turnover on the Stars. Central Catholic to throw it in against a little bit of full court man-to-man pressure, and that's why Brand's bringing it up. She can handle it with Sokolowski. Over on the right side to Sorahan, guarded by Howell. Stars got to keep their hands back. They've been calling those. Now on the pick and roll, they throw it over Sorahan. She tried that back cut, and it's way over her head and out of bounds. Megan Anderson will check in now, and Lease will get a breather for Kearney Catholic. 4:50 and counting here in quarter number three, and it's 33-27 in favor of the Crusaders. Stars were up 5-0, but then GICC scored 10 in a row, and they haven't trailed since. And a foul going to be called on Sarah Golka. A little too much pressure out front here on Anna Howell. Once Howell picked the dribble up, Golka tried to help her with a little hip there, I guess. And Sarah with her first foul of the half on the Crusaders, and then the Stars flat out throw it away on the inbound, stole it away for a layup at the other end, and a foul. Mestel to make him earn it from the free throw line. Erin Sorahan, who is 3 of 3 at the line, got fouled on a 3-point shot in the first quarter, will get two, and Mestel with her third. So Mestel and Baum, kind of maybe the 1-2 punch, although Sokolowski's taken over tonight, both have 3 fouls. And the free throw by Sorhan, no good this time for the freshman. And Coach Rick Petrie not substituting yet. So Mestel's going to stay in. Second free throw, bounces around and in. Sorhan gets one of two. She's got 6 points. 34-27 Central Catholic. Mestel pushes it up the floor, but it's nothing but a one-on-four, so she has to kick it out. Sokolowski over to Conley, through her hands, got it back. Up top to Howell, swings it left side to Mestel, catches, fires a quick three. It's short, and the ball fought for. Golka gets it. And Central Catholic outlet pass to Sorahan, pushes it into the right-hand corner. Stump's going to fire a three. It's no good. And Howell comes out of there with a long rebound. One on three, one on four. Goes to Anderson, the trailer. Back to Mestel. Over to Howell, working against the zone. Skip pass and a foul going to be called on GICC, trying to deflect it away from Sokolowski. And it's going to be on Erin Sorahan, and that is her third. And McGowan will come in, and Golka will check out. 3:57 to go, third quarter, 34-27, Central Catholic leading here at Kearney Catholic. Stars basketball to Mestel. To Sokolowski, right back to Mestel. Kind of a, like a catapult. It hit her, and she's thrown it back already. Skip pass left corner to Howell. Head fake, drives into the lane, kicks it out to Mestel for a three, but it's off the front of the iron, no good. And the rebound brought down by Erin Sorahan, trying to get out of there, runs into the double team. Throws over the top of that double team, and here comes Katie Brand to the other end. Tries to fire it to McGowan over her head. A couple of errant passes here from Brand. And turnover number four of the quarter on the Crusaders. On the floor right now for the Stars, Howell, Mestel, Sokolowski, Leese, and Anderson. We'll get you Central Catholic here in a moment as up the floor comes Mestel with it. Gets by the pressure, gets it down to Anderson, low block, turnaround jumper right off the rim, no good. Ball finds its way into the hands of Kelsey Scheel, who just checked in. She'll push the ball up the floor. Looks for McGowan, covered. Partington's in there, Brand's in there, and Sorahan. Now McGowan, a 16-footer, comes up short. Was it touched? No. The officials kind of look at each other. Andy Anspaugh, right there by the play, said, we didn't miss it that bad. The officials said, well, you must have, and up the floor we come. So Kearney Catholic with a basketball. Mestel tries to lob it down to Leese. Well covered. She grabbed the ball, but just can't get a shot away. Gets out of there. Now hits the cutter in Sokolowski. Bailey back to Leese in the paint. Sarah kicks it out to Howell. Over to Mestel. Back over to Sokolowski. She decides to shoot the three, and it's no good. Ball is out of bounds off the Stars. So the Stars haven't been able to catch up. Crusaders, when they do get close, length of the lead just a little bit, but it's been 34-27 for quite a while. Timeout situation as we get closer to the fourth quarter. The Stars have three remaining. GI Central Catholic has four. And the Crusaders have the ball. And they're going to use a timeout right here. So with 2:35 remaining in the third quarter of play, a full-length timeout. Your score, Grand Island Central Catholic 34, Kearney Catholic 27 on Classic Hits.
Good luck at State to a great group of Central Nebraska wrestlers from everyone at Eakes Office Plus in Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney. Eakes Office Plus, supplying business success.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
Doug, good to be back with you here at Cope Gymnasium. A big thank you to Athletic Director Rick Petrie and, of course, all the fine folks here at Kearney Catholic for their hospitality. They got a benefit soup supper that's going on tonight in the auxiliary gym. So if you're rolling in between games, head down there or get here a little early and get fed. Right now, 2.5 to go in our girls' game. Third quarter, 34-27, Grand Island Central Catholic looking for their second win of the year over Kearney Catholic. Theron Baum checks back in with three fouls for the Stars. On the bench with three fouls is going to be Mestel, and Bushcutter comes in. With the ball, McGowan runs into Howell. Howell's going to be called for the block. That's the right call. The second on Anna, and her fourth foul, or the team's fourth foul, And Central Catholic will take it out in front of their own bench. Looking to throw it in is Kelsey Scheel. Scheel looking. McKenna Kies back in there. Now throws all the way to the baseline to Golka. Comes back out, and Howell steps in front and knocks it out of bounds. So we'll do it all over again. Same spot. And once again, it'll be Scheel to throw it in. This time she's going to throw it out towards midcourt to Keim, and they'll get into their offense. Golka, left side of the key. Stars at a man-to-man. Not necessarily what they've done over the years with Coach Petrie, but they feel they need to do that tonight. Mixed it up, but mostly man. Just trying to screen away. A lot of picks high, and then they're going to look for somebody to release low. A lot of screens being set at the high post. Minute 40 to go in the quarter. Up top, jumper on the way. No good that time by McCowan. Ball punched out of bounds. Last touch by the Crusaders. And Kearney Catholic will get it again. Somebody's got a score. It's been 34-27 forever. And Central Catholic will set up a little man-to-man full-court pressure into Anna Howell, guarded there by Kelsey Scheel. Howell pushes it up the floor with a left hand, brings it left side wing, hands it off to Bushcutter, works off the pick. Danny tries to throw it over to Sokolowski, who somehow got that ball through the hand there to Howell, lobs it in way over Baum's head, and another Kearney Catholic turnover, and now Central Catholic loses it, but it rolls off of Howell's foot, and a break there for the Crusaders, who just flat-out dropped the ball that time, but maintained possession. Minute 12 to go in the third quarter. The Stars have scored only 5 points, 9 for Central Catholic. Looking for more, but Lee steps in front of the middle of the paint and steals it away. 5 turnovers in every quarter for the Crusaders for a total of 15. Howell up the right side. She's going to put her head down and drive, and we've got a hand check foul called on Central Catholic. It's going to go on Kelsey Scheel. That'll be her first, team's third. Maggie Stump re-enters the basketball game with 55 seconds to go here in quarter number 3. Boys game will follow, so stay with us here on Classic Hits. Howell throwing it in, looking, dumps it down low to Sokolowski. Turnaround jumper hits the tough shot. Sokolowski with a dozen points in the ball game, and that wakes the scoreboard operator up 34-29. Still 45 seconds to go here in the quarter for the Crusaders. Sarah Golka out on the right side of the key. One dribble towards the top and stops. Bounce pass over on the right wing. Get it to Stump. Brand's been on the bench for quite a while here for Coach Ann Spa. So she should be fresh at the start of the fourth quarter. 30 seconds to go. Stump looked at the three. She had an opening, decided not to take it. They'll milk some more clock here. McKenna Keim, right side of the key, 20 seconds. Between the circles, they'll get it to Hardington. 15 seconds into the hands of Golka, and now you'd have to think they're about ready to start their offensive play. Keim with 10, picks her dribble up. Give and go. Stump throws up an off-balance jumper, hits the side of the board. She got her own rebound. It's blocked in there by Sokolowski, and time will expire. And at the end of three quarters of play here at Cope Gymnasium, Grand Island Central Catholic on a long drought to end the third quarter, but they maintain a 34-29 lead over the Stars, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
How would you like to increase your profits and be able to put more money back into your business? Get the details from Douglas Bookkeeping Service, the professional family business for over 40 years, downtown Grand Island, and online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, back with you here at Cope Gymnasium as Grand Island Central Catholic will get the ball to start the fourth quarter in this battle of 10-4 girls teams, leading it 34-29 at Kearney Catholic. And Katie Brand will take the inbounds pass. Back cut to McGowan. Lee Sott coming, deflected it out of bounds. Sorahan, Brand, Stump, Partington, And McGowan, the 5 on the floor to start the fourth quarter here for the Crusaders. Kearney Catholic has their usual starting five as a nice inbounds play. Brand dumped it underneath, but the shot won't go. And Sarah Leese got the rebound. What a great pass by Brand, but Central Catholic, for one of the few times underneath, couldn't finish. Howell will bring the ball up the floor, kick it out to Mestel. Mestel on the right elbow, jump pass into Baum. She's open. She'll turn. She'll score. 7 points now for Theron Baum, and it's a three-point game again, just like it was at the half, 34-31, each team with 9 points. Here in the second half, the Crusaders still on the lead. They have led ever since taking it at 8-5. Back cut, they get it underneath the Sorehan. Turns, runs into Mestel, lost the basketball. And it's going to be Kearney Catholics. Could tie it with a three. They are 4 of 11 from three-point land. GICC is 4 of 8. Up top with it, Leese for the three. Buries it, and we're tied. Sarah Leese hits the three-point bucket, her first of the ball game. Timeout on the floor by Kearney Catholic, it looks like. By Central Catholic. They pointed one way, say the other, but still with 6:57 to go in the ball game. We're knotted at 34 on KKPR.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back to Cope. Just a minute into this fourth quarter, and Kearney Catholic has hit a couple of buckets to tie it up at 34. Our first tie since 5-all. Central Catholic, nice play. McGowan down low, got it to Partington, missed the short jumper. Sorehan, though, got the rebound and will be fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two free throws. It's the fifth foul on Kearney Catholic. And it is the fourth foul on Michaela Mestel, and she is needing to be in charge of the ball up front with Howell, and she's got four fouls. And the first free throw by Sorehan is no good. She was 4 of 5. That makes her 4 of 6. 6 points, 5 boards for Aaron. And the second free throw also no good. Sokolowski with the rebound. And right now, Central Catholic's 8 of 17 at the free throw line. Kearney Catholic, 5 of 8. Stars looking for their first lead since the first quarter. Theron Baum with it in the right-hand corner. Skip pass up top. Dangerous pass. McGowan steps in front, makes the steal. One-on-one with Howell. Howell holds her ground. McGowan pulls up from 6. Shot rattles in and out. No good. Two Crusaders fight for the ball and then lose it away. Theron Baum got the rebound. Off the miss, put back down low by Brand. And here they come to Sokolowski. Double-teamed out to Howell. She'll take the jumper. Got fouled on the jump shot and will shoot two. So little change in momentum. The foul is on Liz McGowan, her second, fourth team foul. And Anna Howell looking for her first point of this basketball game. Again, missed practice yesterday, has been ill, didn't get the start, but has played tonight. Took a nasty spill when she got run over right before half and hits the free throw here. The Stars have taken the lead. Second free throw now for Howell. On the way, the high archer is short. And the rebound grabbed by McGowan, trying to throw it back in. She's stuck on the baseline. We're going to get a jump ball, and the arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic. So McGowan grabbed it, but her tiptoes were right on the baseline, and she had nowhere to go. So instead of falling out of bounds, she just threw it back into play, and we get a jump. Central Catholic's been on 34 forever, something like 6 minutes here maybe. Inbound to Baum, into the double team. She finds a way to get it to Leese, right side off the glass, up and in. And Leese with 5 1/4, 7 in the game, and the Stars are up 37-34 with 5:50 to go. The Crusaders now trying to find a way to get a bucket. They hit some threes earlier. They've been trying to get it underneath and been dropping it. Here's Sorehan on the back cut, misses the layup. Offensive rebound, Stump. She'll finally put it back up and in. 11 points for Maggie Stump, and that moves the score for the first time in ages for Central Catholic. 37-36, and the Stars then throw it away. And that's how you can lose momentum, giving away the basketball or committing fouls quickly. And Central Catholic will get the ball back. 37-36 Stars, 5 1/2 to go. Stars are going to put on some full court pressure here. And they'll get it into Katie Brand. Tight ropes the right side, knocked away from behind, and out of bounds off the Crusaders. Kearney Catholic fortunate to get that basketball. And now they're going to face some pressure into Anna Howell, who dropped the ball. Should throw it right back to Sokolowski. Instead, about threw it away. And it's knocked out of bounds. Kearney Catholic fortunate to get another chance here. Never like to see that. You throw it in and just flat out drop it, so she lost her dribble. Full court man-to-man being applied here. And they'll force it into Mestel, who has four fouls right now. Double-teamed in the corner, tries to get out of there. Sokolowski gets in the way of a defender, and up the floor comes Mestel. Guarded out here on the wing by the freshman Sorhan. Over to Sokolowski, skip pass Lease on the weak side left. Skip pass back over to Soak. Passes up on the three, into the right-hand corner to Howell. 5 minutes to go. 37-36 Stars by one, overcoming a 10-point deficit. Howell forces it down to the baseline. Sokolowski well covered, deflected McGowan, picked up Brand. Third turnover of the quarter for Kearney Catholic, and McGowan coast to coast. Fouled. Noah Watt going to be called before she took the shot. A travel on the Crusaders there. Third turnover of the quarter. 18 turnovers on Central Catholic, 16 on Kearney Catholic here in the ballgame. When we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats, and then we'll get you ready for the boys' game at approximately 8 o'clock. Might tip off a little earlier unless we get bonus basketball here in the girls' game. 4:43 remains. Kearney Catholic ball, they lead it by one, 37-36. Inbounds pass comes to Anna Howell. They'll clear out, try and let her bring it up one-on-one against Partington. Gets a half step and speeds it up across the timeline. Now settles between the circles with the dribble. Picks up the dribble. Fires it over to Sokolowski. Spins to the right-hand corner. Decides to take the shot. Brand elevates, blocks the shot. Goes to bomb. She loses it. Picked back up in the paint, though. It goes to Messel, who is able to throw it up and in for her ninth point. Stars got a fortuitous bounce there, and we're able to take advantage of it. 39-36. Brand comes into the paint, falls down, kicks it out to Partington. Up top, stump, three for the tie. No. In and out. The rebound brought down by Michaela Mestel, her third of the ball game. Up the floor she'll come. Three on three to Howell. Back up top, Sokolowski. Brand daring her to shoot that three, and she decides not to. In fact, dribbles backwards to set up some offense. Stars have three timeouts remaining, the Crusaders two, and now it's even at two because Kearney Catholic will call the timeout. It's a 30-second timeout with 3:44 to go in the ballgame. Kearney Catholic 39, GICC 36.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Congratulations to all of the area high school sports teams from the Bank of Doniphan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Doniphan in Doniphan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
Well, the story right now is Grand Island Central Catholic only has 2 points in a little over 8 minutes, and yet they're only down by three. 39-36, Kearney Catholic has the ball with 3:44 remaining here in regulation. And the Stars will throw it in. Ellie Conley has it deflected away. Conley, bomb, Howell, Sokolowski, and Mestel for Kearney Catholic. Time is in there for Central Catholic. Stump, Partington. Also in there is Golka. And let's try and pick up that fifth one because Brand's on the bench. McGowan, of course, is the fifth one. So Anna Howell now takes the inbounds pass. Man-to-man by Central Catholic, guarded there by McGowan. They've been in a kind of a 3-2 zone the whole game and now have had to come out and play man-to-man as the Stars called the timeout. Still a lot of time to not get shots off, so they're looking for those back cuts. Here's a little pick and roll, a bomb in traffic, spin, shoots, contact, shot no good. Rebound ends up in Sokolowski's hands, and she gets the put back. Bailey Sokolowski stays in there, battles, and gets the bucket, 41-36. The largest lead of the game for Kearney Catholic was 5-0, and this is the first time they've had a 5-point lead since. McGowan for three, had all day but missed it. She even reset her feet, and it hit the front of the iron. It just wouldn't go for her. And Mestel will get her fourth rebound. So now it's starting to get a little pressure time on the Crusaders. They can't score, and another timeout going to be called here by Kearney Catholic. They'll only have one remaining. Could Rick Petrie tell his girls to spread the floor? They have not handled the ball relatively well most of the season, so that might be rolling the dice. Let's see what he decides to do. With 2:48 to go in the game, it's now Kearney Catholic 41, Grand Island Central Catholic 36 on Classic Hits.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And we're back here at Cope Gymnasium with 2:48 remaining in the basketball game. Kearney Catholic girls down by 10 in the first half, now lead it 41-36 and have the ball with 2:48 to go. Sokolowski dumps it into Anna Howell. Oh, Sokolowski was unguarded, would have been in there for a layup, but Anna couldn't see her. She was double-teamed. Overplaying the ball right now are the Crusaders, and the Stars look like they want to spread the floor and eat as much clock as they can. Mestel to Howell. Stands between the circles. Now puts the ball on the floor to get rid of that five-second call. Throws over the top to Lease. Lease can't handle it. The ball's dropped and turnover. So here come the Crusaders with 2:20 to go in the ball game. With it is Aaron Sorhan. Left side of the lane. Got by Mestel and carried the basketball. I think she was expecting to pass the ball, and when she got down there, there was nobody to pass it to, and the ball took a funny hop, and the Crusaders turned it over for the fourth time this quarter. And what a drought Coach Andy Ansbaugh's team's been on. 2 points in this quarter, and they didn't score in the last 4 minutes approximately of the third quarter. Mestel with the basketball, dribbling around Elise in the right-hand corner. Still 2 minutes to go in the game, so the Stars, if they can get an open look, surely would love to take a shot and knock one down. And here's a hand-check foul going to be called on McGowan. That will even the fouls up at 5 apiece. Third foul on Liz. And checking into the ball game will be Sarah Golka. Foul situation for Central Catholic. McGowan and Sorhan each have 3. So if they get into this fact where they have to foul, those are the two that they want to stay away from. Sokolowski to throw it in. Mestel does a good job of shielding Sorhan, and the ball comes into her to Lease. Lease at midcourt. And remember, Kearney Catholic now only has one timeout remaining. Sarah uses her dribble up, well guarded, and tries to find somebody to hand it to. The ball knocked away. Lease got it back. The paint's open. And finally, Howell comes over and grabs it and then walks with the basketball. She grabbed it and kept running. And this stall tactic by the Stars is kind of a wash right now. They have milked some time, but they've also turned it over twice. But if Central Catholic can't find a way to score in the final 90 seconds, it's not going to matter as Katie Brand brings it up down by 5. Minute and a half to go. Looks into the right-hand corner to Stump. Stump back up to Brand. Brand, head and shoulder fake, comes down the right side of the key. Bomb knocks the ball away, but Brand grabs it back. Up top to Sorhan. Left-hand corner, Golka. Back up to Sorhan. Aaron, nobody to throw to, so she keeps the dribble. A minute 10 to go. Gives it over to Scheel. Scheel tries to come into the paint. Little up and under move. Off the glass and in. And finally, Central Catholic scores. Scheel with his first bucket of the ball game. 1 minute to go. 41-38. Outlet pass to Howell in the front court to the left baseline. Finds the trailer bomb. She puts the runner up. Missed the runner. Rebound Howell. She's fouled with 52 seconds to go. And now the Stars, unlike Saturday where they were giving up the offensive glass, are getting the offensive boards here in this second half. And Anna Howell, who is one of two at the line, will shoot two with 52 seconds remaining in regulation. The foul was on... Well, the free throw's no good. They've misposted the foul. I believe it's on McGowan, which would be her fourth. But they've put it up on the wrong gal here, who's not even in the game. Michaela Ostick is out ill tonight. Free throw is no good by Howell. And the second free throw. Howell on the way, and it's good. So that makes it a two-possession game with her second point. 42-38, Stars put on full-court pressure. McGowan will bring the ball up the floor, and the Stars in the backcourt major contact there between McGowan and Howell. Got bumped in the nose, and the foul will be on Howell. And those were the two that had contact earlier. And unless her nose is bleeding, McGowan says, I'm fine, leave me alone. I want to stay in the game. And Coach Andy Ansbaugh wants to keep her in the game. Now the officials have to discuss whether she has to come out, which she shouldn't. They did not stop the clock for that. They stopped it because of Howell's third foul. So the team fouls are even at 6, 48 seconds to go, and the Stars lead by 4. McGowan takes the inbounds pass against the man-to-man. Comes across the timeline on Howell. Left-hand corner, stuff, tough three on the way. It is no good. Long rebound comes back out to McGowan. Liz fires right side to Sorhan. They're forcing the three. It's way off the mark by Mestel. Kearney Catholic has it with Conley. They didn't need the three, and they forced it up. And now a foul in the backcourt will send Mestel to the line. Michaela Mestel will shoot the one and one. She is 2 of 2 at the line and has 9 points in the basketball game, and that is the fourth foul on McGowan. 27 seconds remaining. The Crusaders still have 2 timeouts, so it's not over. They just need a bucket. Free throw good by Mestel, but it's getting tougher all the time. The lead at 5. 27 seconds remaining in the game. Central Catholic probably will need a three this time as the second one is no good. Rebound brought down by McGowan. It's a 5-point game. Liz up the floor. Stars have to make sure not to foul. Dribbling time, 20 seconds to go. McGowan swings it right side and throws it away, trying to get it to stump. She took her time, did a great job of not forcing the issue, waited for stump to come off the pick, and then just fired it over her head. 18 seconds remain. Kearney Catholic ball, and now they just have to get it in, and they get it to Danny Bushcutter, who's a good free throw shooter, just checked in. Tries to find a teammate. Mestel, the ball is knocked away right underneath the Central Catholic hoop, and a foul on the Stars. And Shield got out of there with a basketball, and she will be going to the line to shoot 2 with 10 seconds remaining. The foul on Lee's her second. It's not over yet. But Shield really needs both of these free throws. And the free throw is on the way and no good by the sophomore, Kelsey Scheel. Ellie Conley comes in for Kearney Catholic, so that keeps it a 2-possession ball game, no matter if this goes in or not. 10 seconds remaining. Scheel, if she makes this, I think we'll see a timeout. Kelsey puts the second free throw up. It will not go. Stars get the rebound with Bailey Sokolowski. She'll be fouled with 8 seconds remaining. And what a disappointment here for Grand Island Central Catholic. In the past, this had been a problem going on scoring droughts, but tonight, insane. 4 points in the last quarter and a half. It was 34-27 midway through the third, Central Catholic, and now it's 43-38 Stars with 8 seconds remaining. Sokolowski to the line to shoot the 1-1. And this one is pretty much over no matter what. Oh, she missed everything. And then time ran off the clock. So they're going to have to put more time on the clock. 8.2 is what should be put on the clock. And so Central Catholic still needs a miracle, but they could get a 3 and still have maybe a second and a half on the clock. And they've got to reset the clock here to 8.2 because the ball came off the backboard. And nobody, of course, the shot didn't hit the rim, so... out of bounds, Central Catholic. And if they throw it short to McGowan, yeah, it's a 2-foot pass. So Liz got to hustle up the floor here and take a quick shot. She does. She stops. She shoots the 3. It's no good. And Kearney Catholic will come back and win the basketball game and avenge an earlier loss by downing the Crusaders of GICC 43-38, outscoring the Crusaders 16-4 over the last quarter and a half, and the Crusaders fall to 10-5, and the Stars improve to 11-4. And we'll be back with all the numbers on the Misco Sports postgame show in a minute here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings.
Hard work, determination, and dependability. That's what it takes to become a champion in sports, and that's the same with business. Proud to support all our area athletes. Congratulations from Tom Dinsdale, Chevrolet, Cadillac, BMW, GMC, and Hyundai of Grand Island.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling. both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Roses for You invites you to shop early for Valentine's Day. Stop in now and avoid the rush. Then register to win a pair of diamond earrings from Diamonds First and Roses for You. Roses for You, South Locust, and online at rosesforyou.com.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium, where it's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play, including for the little kids, youth wrestling getting underway, singlets, headgear, shoes, knee pads from brand names like Asics, Brute, Adidas, and Matman at Misco Sports. Well, Kearney Catholic's defense and the lack of getting some shots down for Grand Island Central Catholic doomed the Crusaders here tonight as they fall 43-38 in this basketball game. And let's take a look at the final stats. First off, for the Crusaders, I had Sarah Golko with 2 rebounds. McKenna Keim had 2 points. Katie Brand, 4 points in the first quarter, and that was it. 2 rebounds and 4 blocks. Kelsey Shield, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Maggie Stump ended up with 11 points to lead the Crusaders tonight. She had 4 rebounds in the basketball game. Erin Sorahan had 6 points and 5 rebounds, 1 block. Liz McGowan had 10 points, 4 rebounds. And Jamie Partington, 2 points. And 3 rebounds. 11 rebounds in each half. Free throw shooting 7 of 11 in the first half, but just 1 of 8 in the second half. 3-point shooting 2 of 4 in the first half, 2 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers 10 in each half. Central Catholic had 25 points at halftime and was held to 13 in the second half as the Crusaders finished with 38 points, 22 rebounds, 8 of 19 from the free throw line, 4 of 12 from 3-point land, 5 blocks and 20 turnovers as the Crusaders will fall to 10-5 on the season and play at Adams Central on Saturday. Grand Island Central Catholic at Adams Central coming up on Saturday. We'll be back and look at the final numbers for Kearney Catholic in a minute on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
Hey, this is Scott, and a recent survey shows that you want to shop at Builders because of our expert staff and because we've been locally owned since 1977. And you want to make sure that you're getting the best price in town. We shop the competition every day to make sure that we're priced correctly. And our guaranteed price match program is simple. If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits. Let's take a look at the final numbers now for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars as they had 6 players score. Michaela Mestel, 10 points, 4 rebounds and a block. Anna Howell, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Theron Baum ends up with 7 points in the basketball game and a team-high 8 rebounds. She had 1 block. Bailey Sokolowski, a game-high 14 points. She had one of her best games of the year tonight, 5 rebounds and a block. Ellie Conley, 3 points, a rebound and a block. Sarah Leese, 7 points, 5 rebounds. And Megan Anderson did not score tonight, which was unusual, but she did have 3 rebounds. 17 rebounds in the first half, 11 in the second half. Free throw shooting 5 of 8 in the first half, 3 of 7 in the second half, all in the fourth quarter. 3-point shooting 3 of 8 in the first half, 2 of 4 in the second half. Turnovers 9 in the first half, 10 in the second half. Kearney Catholic had 22 points at halftime, 21 in the second half, and the Stars finished with 43 points, 28 rebounds, 8 out of 15 at the free throw line, 5 of 12 from three-point land, 4 blocks and 19 turnovers, and Kearney Catholic bounces back from the loss to St. Cecilia with a 43-38 win over Grand Island Central Catholic, giving the Crusaders their second straight defeat. The Stars improved to 11-4. And up next for Kearney Catholic, they will play at Gothenburg Saturday afternoon at 4, and you can hear that doubleheader on ESPN 1460. They're back home 1 week from tonight, and we'll have that for you as well when they host Gibbon. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show, where it's never too early to think about baseball and softball. The 2011 gloves and bats are in more and more every day. Check them out with Steve and the gang, open 7 days a week, late night Thursdays at Misco Sports. And Nebraska looks like they're going to hand Colorado their first loss in conference play. 7 minutes to go in the game. The Huskers 61 and the Buffaloes 44. Now it's 63-49 with 5:15 to go on the latest update. Huskers by 14. Here the final score. Kearney Catholic ends the game on a 16-4 run, holding the Crusaders to 4 points in the fourth quarter to win it 43-38. We'll be back in about 10 minutes for the boys' game between the 8-4 Stars and the unbeaten 13-0 Crusaders. Right now, we'll send it back to the studios. Again, the final, 43-38, Kearney Catholic.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.